Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." The end of time. The end of time. Our history is not a circle. It has a beginning and an end. The entire scripture teaches that. Salvation history has a beginning. The creation by God that we read in the book of Genesis and is referred to over and over again. The Bible is witness to a beginning. And an end, the end of history with the great tribulation described by Jesus. We find it in that first reading in the book of Daniel. We find it again in Revelation. All of sacred scripture tells us where we came from and where we're going. The great mystery for us is that to some degree we are free and independent actors as well. We're not swept up in a current. We can shape the outcome. Our particular destiny is our choice. You get to choose your destiny. You can't make it happen. Only God can do that. But you can make it not happen. You can reject his grace. That's our choice. It's a decision. In the Old Testament, we have that teaching about this choice from the prophet Daniel, written way before the time of Christ. And Daniel said, "Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake." He's talking about the end of time. "Some shall live forever, and others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever." The choice of everlasting horror and disgrace, or living forever with God, is largely our choice. By the way, we decide to live our faith, become obedient to God and his commandments by our moral choices in life, and by how many ways we turn our back on him and the church he established. We must learn to be wise. It's a learned thing, wise in the eyes of God. It's a maturing, and we're going to go through many trials. Undoubtedly, one of those choices will be how we choose to live with the church that Jesus founded, or we're going to try and say, "No, I'm going to make up my own rules." We're living in a time of trial right now with our church. Many say that the scandal and the church's confusing responses mean the church is coming to an end. I even read that this week, that this is the end of the church as we know it in the United States, and that the Catholic Church is damaged beyond all hope and repair and will not recover. That's actually in the press this week. I'm comforted by the response of St. Peter when there was a lot of confusion and betrayal by the disciples. And Jesus asked Peter, "Are you going to leave me too?" And Peter responded, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." That's my choice too. That's my decision. Am I confused by what's happening? Yeah. It's time for trust. This is a time of trial. It's time for trust. I trust the church will never pass away. As Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. He founded it. He established it on the rock of Peter and the apostles. My purpose, my personal purpose in life is to be among those who will live forever. As Daniel said of the end time, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake and some shall live forever. That's the number I want to be in. That's the number I hope I'm preparing myself to be part of. And my role as shepherd, as pastor here is to guide and direct as many of you as I can to the same outcome. So I've chosen to stay the course and be obedient to Mother Church, to my bishop, praying for St. Michael to defend us in battle and against the snares of the devil. I urge all of you to make up your mind, to make your decision to join me in this great purpose that is our church, preparing to enter eternity. Pray for our church. Pray for our bishop. Pray for our pope. Pray for our priests and pastors. In disunity, we shall surely die. United to Jesus Christ, we shall surely live forever. That's the choice. That's the decision.